What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another coffee talk. I am toasting you the final iced coffee of this year. Look, I know fall technically does not start until September 21st, but I am toasting you the last iced coffee of the season because to me, fall starts September 1st. I feel like that's the doorway to fall. And the earlier that you can start the season, at least in my books, the best season, the better, because it is such a brief little gust of wind before it's gone. And here on out, we're riding a train of like fall mode, straight into holiday mode, and then right into like January, we're beating those winter blues. So lots of cozy coffees coming in the future. And so cheers to the last iced coffee of the season. You can keep drinking iced coffee, obviously. You can do whatever you want, but this is my last one. So cheers, it's a vanilla iced coffee and I topped it with some cinnamon just to be a little extra. All right, today's chat, I wanna talk about harnessing the energy that you want from the rest of this year. This year has gone by so quickly. I cannot believe this is the last coffee talk of August. Like, we're literally stepping into September in 2 days. Oh, take a breath. I've taken a step back for August and deleted all social media apps off my phone. And I've just been really kind of in my own zone and in my own lane and getting some things done. And it's felt really good. I feel really refreshed and rejuvenated. And part of that, part of the whole process, part of my journaling lately, part of just like my just me time lately, I've been really focusing on what I want to harvest out of the fall, if I were to speak metaphorically and kind of go with the theme of the seasons. So I'm gonna prompt you and you can pause and process the prompt. You can pause and write out the prompt. Or if you're a member of the Sunday Club on my Coffee Talk and Flows channel, then I'm actually going to include the writing time so that this is more of like an interactive talk. So grab your coffees, grab your minds or your pens or whatever you like to write with, and let's harvest this rest of the year. If you were to think back to December 2022, moving into January 2023, what did you want out of this year? What was your vision? What was your energy going into this year? And how did it all unfold? I think regardless of whether or not your year has panned out the way that you expected it to or not, whether you feel or you judge it to have panned out in a good way or a bad way, either way, there's going to be some key lessons, some key takeaways, and things that we can pull from and remorph or reshape into the following months that are going to wind down the rest of this year. So when you think about what your hopes and your dreams were coming into 2023, and you think about the ways that might have shifted or have grown in the duration of the 9 months that we've already moved through, what do you feel like are the key takeaways? What do you feel like are the big lessons that you've learned so far in the first 9 months of the year? And the reason why this question is important is because it's going to lay the foundation of what you can actually take into or harvest from in a month, 2 months, 3 months time. Given the experience you've already gone through, given what you've already set up for yourself this far into the year, what can you see yourself harvesting in the fall time? Or maybe you want to do a winter harvest, whatever makes sense to you. I like to go with the season, so I feel like personally fall makes the most sense for me to really harvest something big, whether it's personal or professional. But you can do this on really any time frame that's going to make sense to you and given whatever it is that you're looking to harvest. Maybe you're looking to harvest something next year that this year really helped you plant the seeds for. Maybe something withered away this year that is really going to fertilize the ground for you to plant something or start something amazing next year that you might not harvest for another year or 2 years time. But if you were to just sit and hold space for what has shaped you this year, what is that shape morphing itself into? Or better yet, what has already been sown from this year that you can reap a reward from? If you've already put in a lot of groundwork on something, if you've already, or maybe you didn't even really mean to, maybe the universe, the world, or just circumstances shaped you or pushed you down a direction that you've already been heading, then if you take a look at your life right now and you take a look at what you've been learning, or you take a look at the groundwork that's already been laid out in front of you, giving yourself the space to dream up what you can really harvest from that is allowing you to make the best out of any given situation that you may have already had this year. This specifically goes for anybody that feels like you've had a really tough year. Like, take a look at what you've learned, take a look at how you've grown, and then ask yourself, what do you want to do with this? What do you want to do with this wisdom? What do you want to do with this groundwork? What do you want to do with the efforts and the experience that you've already put in? So I follow that question up with, what would make the rest of this year feel fulfilling and fruitful for you. I think from all of the years of going to school, my brain has been conditioned to look at September as a month of productivity in a very healthy way, like in a way that makes me want to color coordinate my bills and like just have everything cleaned, prepped. It's almost like the spring cleaning, but fall edition. And instead of refreshing everything going into spring, summer, it's almost like I want to cozy up everything and get everything aligned and organized so that I can nestle in for fall, winter. And specifically when it comes to that idea, that vision of a harvest coming in the fall, we're right now at the end of August. So if you were to think about it, what do you see or what do you want to create in your life coming down the pipeline the next month or 2 months? So again, giving that a little bit of a realistic time frame, that's like 30 to 60 days. What do you want to create for yourself heading into this entirely new season? And the fun part with this question is that you can really get creative with it and you can get personal with it and specific with it. I want my fall to be very fruitful, and I think that's why I keep using that word. I want an apple tree. I want it to be full of fruit. I want to feel light, but I also want to feel, again, it's coming back to that energy I was just explaining, the school conditioning of like going into a new year. Every single year, I'd have my binders, I'd have my backpack, my pencil case would be fully organized, and I would just have this feeling of alignment. So maybe that's the word I'm looking for. But it's a different kind of alignment than I've recently been feeling, where I've been really focused on feeling more aligned, perhaps intuitively and inwardly, like really wanting to feel aligned with my values, really wanting to feel aligned with my mind, my body, my soul connection. This is a different type of alignment. I want to feel aligned in the way that my personal life and professional life jive together. Also in a way where I feel like I'm prepared, and that preparedness allows me to relax and allows me to enjoy the fruits of my efforts. So I'm looking for a very abundant fall. That's a good word. An abundant, aligned fall where I am able to relax and be at peace and have this golden hour feeling. That's the type of energy I'm looking to create for myself this fall. And so when I think about that 30 to 60 days down the line, I need to get really specific about what steps are actually going to create that feeling for me. And when you visualize your harvest this upcoming season, what energy comes to you? What vision comes to you? Answer the question, my fall harvest will be. And you can really, again, go any direction you like with that sentence, but if I gave you that open space and you were to fill it, what immediately came to your mind? My fall harvest will be what? Something that will never, ever lose me is James Clear, Atomic Habits. I've read it twice now and I feel like I will never, you know how there's just certain books that you can't forget certain lessons from? Like you'll forget most of the material from the book, but there will always be certain things that just stick with you. And one of the things that sticks with me from James Clear, Atomic Habits, which if you're heading into September and you're looking for a book to read, highly recommend if you haven't read that yet. It's a perfect, or even if you have read it, it's the perfect book in alignment with that September energy I was just talking about, feeling that gist mode coming on. Something that stuck with me from James Clear, Atomic Habits, is the idea of doing 1% each day, or 1% better each day, or micro steps or micro habits. So maybe it's gonna frame itself differently to you, because depending on what your harvest looks like, it might not even be such a tangible thing. Maybe you're looking for relaxation. Maybe you're looking for peace of mind. And if that's the case, you could break this prompt down into every day, I'm gonna do 5 minutes of just mindful breathing, or I'm gonna do a stretch before I start anything else within the day. Maybe your goal is some level of productivity. Maybe you are heading back to school, or maybe you do have a big professional goal, or maybe you do have a big personal goal. Like if you wanted to write a book, are you gonna write a page each day? Are you gonna write a chapter each week? Break it down into manageable goals. What actually is going to create that in a step-by-step process harvest that you're looking for within 30 to 60 days? Now, obviously, hosting these types of conversations and listening to these types of conversations always creates and elicits that feeling of motivation, of inspiration, and everything sounds so nice in theory. A lot of the times, just planning something gives our brain that dopamine kick that actually doing the thing no longer feels relevant or no longer feels necessary. So the reason why this is important to note is because when you think about what's going to create that determinism for you to actually see this thing through for yourself, basically what is your why? Because the minute you hit an obstacle, or if you wake up tomorrow and you lose all motivation from this discussion or from this planning session, what is it going to be that's going to get you out of bed, that's going to get you going on this thing? Be super specific about this. And even if you're not writing down any of the answers to these prompts today of this conversation, at least write down this one, or come up with a word, or come up with a reason, or come up with a why right now, because this is going to be the driving force that's going to keep you connected to this thing you're looking to harvest. If you're serious about it, then get serious about it. And if you're not serious about it, then you don't have to do this either. Maybe your harvest is literally just letting yourself coast the rest of this year. In fact, when I wrote down what I saw going into 2023, I knew this was going to be a tough year at the start of the year, and I specifically didn't, like, I did not set any New Year's resolutions, any New Year's goals. I knew I just needed to let myself go through what I was gonna go through to get to the other side, to let the dust settle, and then to figure out wherever I was at and however I landed at that point then. And so that's where I'm standing now. And now I'm starting to ask myself these questions of, like, what do I wanna dream about? Where do I see myself going? What do I see myself creating? And so when I get myself into these questions of, well, why do you even wanna create this thing? Or why are you even putting all this effort or wanting to, or planning to put all of this effort into these things? That answer is so important, because the days that come, and there will be days that come, there have been days that come, where the motivation slips and you're waiting for it to return, you have to use action in order to get that motivation back. And the only way that your body is going to go into action mode and do the things that you need to do is if you have just that initiating thought, that initiating reason why. Why do you want this harvest? What does it mean to you? What is your determination? What is your driving factor to head in this direction, whatever direction it is you're heading in? Even if it's relaxation, like, why do you need to relax this year? Whether it's a goal, why do you want to achieve this goal? Why do you want to start this project? Why do you want to shape your life in this way or head in this direction? And get as deep about it as you can, because the deeper rooted it is, the more likely you are to stick to it. We're really getting into the juice of manifestation, or the concept of it, really, because it's taking what is internal, looking at the external for what it is, almost like ingredients, and then taking a dream or taking a plan that is internal, using the ingredients of the external. But what is going to be your formula of determinism? What's going to be your reason why that's going to get you into action, especially when the motivation slips? If you were to sit and envision what you feel on December 31st of this year has officially called itself to a close, and you're about to enter the next one. And I know that time is really an illusion, or it's a man-made concept and to an extent, and that there really is no difference between December 31st and January 1st. However, I do hold space for the concept of symbolism, and we do hold a lot of symbolism in years and in dates and in time. And so when December 31st comes and we think about the whole last solar spin from January 1st to December 31st, whether it was a good year or it was a tough year, whether you end up harvesting the kind of fall you're looking for, or you really just ride out the rest of the year, it really doesn't matter. Like, it's going to come down to, how do you want to feel on that day? Maybe it's a glass half full thing. Maybe it's this perpetual need, or maybe even an anxiety driven mindset that I have, where I feel like I always need to try to see the good in something. I always have to try to turn even the bad things into something that can be beneficial, or try to see how bad things can help me grow into being more wise, or, you know, doing better in the future. Maybe that's what it is, and maybe that's my own fish to fry. But when I think about how I want life to look like heading into 2024, and what I'm ready to let go of and leave behind this year, and what I'm ready to step into, that gives me hope. And maybe that's the whole point. Whether it is setting goals or taking some time to rest and recover for yourself, whether it is harvesting something or really working hard towards something this fall, or really taking care of yourself, how do you want to feel at the end of this year? What do you want to leave behind in this year? And what do you want your life to look like or feel like as you head into 2024? We all have 4 months left of this year. We have 1/3 of the year left. And so with the 2/3 behind us, as we step into September, what do you want from the rest of this year? So this is where I leave you. Our final iced coffee, or at least my final iced coffee of the summer season, ready to walk into the fall season, ready to put down more groundwork to harvest from the seeds already planted from this year, and feeling a newfound sense of contentment with what has passed, what is still to be, and what is currently present. There is something so comforting to me about this time of year, like the end of August, heading into September, the best season, in my opinion, still on the horizon, but we haven't quite gotten there yet. It feels like the sunset of the day. It's the golden hour pocket of time within a year where it's still warm enough, but it can get brisk enough at night to put on a sweater. It's the perfect time for bonfires. It's the perfect time for switching into warm coffees and getting excited about fall, knowing that it's like Thanksgiving, Halloween, Christmas holidays, lots of moments of celebration, lots of moments of creating a sense of like festivity within yourself if you are that kind of person. I'm definitely that kind of person. And then getting to have a sense of a reset going into a whole new year. So that is why I wanted to host this conversation, along with the fact that there is an underlying sense of motivation that comes heading into September. At least I feel it. And I know I mentioned this already, but coffee talks heading into September are gonna have that healthy product. It's just themed. Like, that is my mindset going into September. All content that I create for September is literally gonna be just themed. And if you enjoyed today's conversation, please let me know by thumbsing up the video. It really helps. Or rating the podcast if you're listening, it also really helps. Or leaving a comment in the comment section and letting me know, how has your year been so far? What are you going to harvest this fall? What does your life look like going into 2024? Any of the prompts that I really pitched your way today, much like a conversation, I would love to hear your answer. And aside from that, I'm cheersing you with the final, I get way too sentimental about silly things, but like the final iced coffee of 2023 that I will host on this podcast. Take a good sip. And I will talk to all of you guys next week in September with a warm, cozy beverage in hand, because you best believe we are riding this train straight into the lands of autumn.